The U.S. Department of Agriculture presents Strike Force for Rural Growth and Opportunity, providing assistance to help grow American agriculture and increase opportunity for rural communities.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Eastern Shore RC&D, NARC&DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Nick DePasquale. I'm director of the Chesapeake Bay Program for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and we coordinate the Chesapeake Bay watershed restoration effort, which includes six states in the watershed: West Virginia, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, along with the District of Columbia. And really, we're attempting to restore water quality and living resources in the watershed, and specifically the Chesapeake Bay. And the Eastern Shore obviously is very important to that effort, and we work with and through the RC&D, local RC&D offices, to administer a number of programs that not only benefit the environment, but also provide jobs and employment opportunities and promote healthy living. There are a number of projects that local RC&D offices undertake that reduce pollutant loadings to the Chesapeake Bay watershed and its tributaries, and they play an important role in connecting with local landowners and provide funding and program assistance to help interested and willing landowners undertake certain kinds of activities that benefit the environment. So it could be a landowner who's interested in planting trees to reduce soil erosion, for example. Could be local homeowners who want to install rain barrels or rain gardens as a way of capturing stormwater runoff so that it doesn't carry pollutants into our waterways. The RC&D is important because it's that local connection, and they're local people trying to help local people, essentially. And the programs that USDA has are extremely important to this overall effort. A lot of these programs are designed to assist landowners in undertaking environmental activities that are going to be very important to the overall Bay restoration effort. We work with urban areas, certainly, and we work primarily through state agencies, but that connection to local communities is extremely important, and RC&Ds perform that vital function for us. I'll be visiting with the Eastern Shore RC&D in July and actually participating in a roundtable discussion on July 29th, and then a public meeting on July 30th. I also have the opportunity to tour some of the projects that the RC&D, Eastern Shore RC&D, has been involved in. So it gives me an opportunity to see firsthand the work that they're doing and how it benefits the restoration of the Chesapeake Bay watershed. These are a lot of times people who are volunteering their time and offering up their services to support local community projects, and it's exciting to see they're interested, they're motivated, and they get a lot of work done and frequently are more flexible, more nimble than state or federal government offices are, so they can get a lot accomplished. And I think when local people are taking action to benefit their community, they're a lot more motivated, and that's really encouraging to see. The message, I guess, for local folks is to hook up with your local RC&D if you have an interest in these kinds of activities. There certainly can be some financial support provided to help local folks out, and a lot of technical assistance as well. And it's available just at the asking. So I would really encourage folks to hook up with their local RC&D and take advantage of what they have to offer.
My name is Edwin Long. I am the chairman of the Eastern Shore of Virginia Resource Conservation and Development Council. The council is located in between the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Virginia. There are a lot of maps that don't show the Eastern Shore on their maps, but we do exist. We are a small rural community. It's a narrow peninsula that goes from Maryland down to the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay. We are basically isolated from the rest of the state because of the Chesapeake Bay. There are two counties, Accomack and Northampton County, and both of them are in a very high poverty area. This is why this Strike Force initiative is particularly interesting and needed here on this Eastern Shore to bring these information to the local communities. The main reason for the Strike Force is to bring the outreach to the people that need it the most. We have partnered with the Virginia Department of Health, who know these, can identify these people. There have been specialty crop grants written for small farmers training and teaming up with the Virginia Department of Health and other organizations, such as the Eastern Shore Healthy Communities Coalition, to spread the message of their small farms programs to the most needy communities. We are hoping to bring the local NRCS folks to these small farmers training to share the knowledge about the various programs that USDA supports. So not only will we provide peer-to-peer training on methods, the NRCS folks will be there with financial and technical support through various programs of their own. If you need to know any more about this or any other USDA programs, please contact your local USDA Service Center. Ours is located in the Accomack Office Plaza in Accomack, Virginia. Or you can contact us at the EasternShoreRCND.org website or at our office at 757-710-7266. Thank you.
We'll have more about Strike Force and its impact on the agriculture community in Virginia after this message from the Eastern Shore RC&D. The Eastern Shore RC&D is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation that serves Accomack and Northampton counties on the Delmarva Peninsula. The RC&D is a voluntary program that helps people protect and develop their economic, natural, and social resources. Program objectives address improving the quality of life, including social, economic, and environmental concerns, continuing prudent use of natural resources, and strengthening local citizens' ability to use available sources of assistance through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agency partnerships. The work of the RC&D is locally defined and directed by a council that represents a diverse cross-section of community interests. The full council meets bi-monthly on the third Tuesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. The executive committee meets bi-monthly between full council meetings at 5:30 p.m. The council welcomes input from anyone interested in improving the Eastern Shore and seeks partnerships with other organizations with similar goals. If we adopt a project, we ask our partners to adhere to equal opportunity policies with respect to provision of services. RC&D is an equal employment opportunity employer. These policies prohibit discrimination in all council endeavors. Now, back to more perspectives on Strike Force with the Eastern Shore RC&D.
Hi, my name is Peter Henderson. I'm the executive director of the Virginia Eastern Shore Land Trust, and we work in Accomack and Northampton County, Virginia. We're a 501c3 nonprofit land trust, and what we do is work with landowners in both of those counties who would like to voluntarily donate conservation easements to a land trust. We have a lot of great partners in conservation, and RC&D, you know, we are members of the Watershed Roundtable. I guess we have a lot of success stories. I would say we've got at least 70 success stories, and that we hold 70 conservation easements. And I don't think there's a lot of small land trusts that have had that kind of success in a short amount of time. We have built our organization with a lot of help from our partners, local partnerships, and we hold them dearly and closely and work closely with them as much as possible, because I think there's always a lot more strength in partnerships than trying to do something by yourself, particularly in conservation, because there's a lot of science involved and a lot of things that we don't necessarily understand. But one thing we do understand is the local people here and folks that have a close attachment to their land. If you want to get involved with the Land Trust, or you're interested in what we do, or want to come see us sometime, we have an office in Belhaven. It's 36076 Lankford Highway. Our phone number is 757-442-5885. And we have a website that's VESLT.org, like Virginia Eastern Shore Land Trust.org. And our stewardship manager, Hallie Plurd Rogers, is here four, sometimes 5 days a week, and I'm in and out all the time, but always available on my cell phone, 757-617-5288.
My name is Molly Ward, and I am the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I grew up in Virginia in the Hampton Roads area, which is very close to the Eastern Shore of Virginia, which is a unique and special place. On one side, it's bordered by the bay, the Chesapeake Bay, on the other side by the ocean. It's a beautiful and particularly environmentally sensitive area of Virginia. The First Lady has been a leader in administration working on the local food movement, and particularly with feeding children and making sure children have been fed when they go to school and are able to learn. And her interest in the local food movement dovetails perfectly with what the Eastern Shore RC&D is working on in terms of inspiring and training local farmers and those interested in community gardens on the Eastern Shore and how to farm correctly, responsibly, and successfully. And getting, you know, local food into homes and restaurants is also part of, you know, Governor McCullough's vision for a new Virginia economy. It's something that people are interested in and want to talk about. It attracts visitors. It inspires entrepreneurship and vision. And we're just really grateful that we have such an inspired group of folks on the Eastern Shore partnering with us in that way.
Eastern Shore Watersheds Roundtable presents BMP Light, easy BMPs for landowners, helping Mother Nature do what she does best. Thursday, July 30th from 6 until 8:30 p.m. at the Eastern Shore Community College Great Hall. Best management practices are techniques which help reduce pollution and improve water quality. Nick DePasquale, EPA's director of the Chesapeake Bay Program, will share insights about how everyone can do something to advance good stewardship of the Chesapeake Bay. Other presenters include the Virginia Eastern Shore Keeper, the Virginia Eastern Shore Land Trust, and the Virginia Coastal Zone Management Program. This free event is presented as part of the Science on the Shore program. This event is presented by the Eastern Shore Watersheds Roundtable, funded by the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality and administered by the Eastern Shore Resource Conservation and Development Council. The event location is the Eastern Shore Community College, 29300 Lankford Highway in Melfa, Virginia. Pre-registration is highly recommended. You may email esrcdc.projectsdirector@gmail.com or call 757-710-7266.
The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities. Get involved with Strikeforce. You can learn more about the Strikeforce initiative by visiting usda.gov/strikeforce or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.